A new poll shows that Amendment 2, which would ban same-sex marriages in Florida, is falling short of the 60% approval threshold. A new survey conducted by Quinnipiac University shows that voters do support the proposal, but only by a 55 to 41% margin. All constitutional amendments that come from citizens' initiatives must get 60% support for approval in Florida. It previously was a simple majority, but state lawmakers changed that law as a means to make it harder to get in the Constitution a few years ago. Nadine Smith is with Floridians for All Families, which is now part of a greater coalition against the amendment called Say No on 2. She called today's poll news great.
It shows what we've said from the beginning, that the more people understand the far-reaching effects of Amendment 2, how it actually takes away benefits that right now unmarried couples, gay and straight, rely on in the state of Florida, how it bars the passage of protections that the majority of Floridians actually support, the more people will vote no against it. So I think the more time we have, the more you'll see those numbers change in our direction. But this is crunch time. I mean, we really have a lot of work to do in the next 50-some odd days in order to ensure that this is defeated.
This poll shows overwhelming support for banning same-sex marriage in Florida amongst Republicans, 76 to 21%. But Democrats oppose it, 51 to 45%, and I believe independents also oppose it, roughly around the same numbers that the Democrats do. In terms of your organization, your campaign, to strengthen those numbers in your favor here, how do you go about doing it in these last couple of months?
Again, you know, we have to tell the story of what these amendments have meant in other states. In Michigan, where domestic partnership protections at university campuses for state employees have been stripped away. In Ohio, where they had to fight to enforce their domestic violence laws because the vague language of this, it doesn't simply define marriage. Florida law has already done that repeatedly. What this does is go much further and actually restrict the passage of any protections for unmarried families here in Florida, and threatens to repeal existing protections, domestic partnership protections. I think what's happening is more people who are thinking about this issue realize that, you know, for example, the Fairness for All Families Coalition, the Vote No on 2 campaign, is made up of over 260-some-odd organizations, each with different opinions on whether or not gay people should be allowed to marry. But why this coalition comes together and where there is agreement is that people believe the government should not be an obstacle to people taking care of their loved ones. And that's what Amendment 2 is. Florida law is clear. This goes much, much further and takes away rights and bans protections that everybody thinks that basic human decency requires be made available to people.
Nadine Smith, you've been one of the leading spokespersons against Amendment 2, and in many debates, whether on television or in person, you've been going up against the man who behind this amendment, John Stemberger, out of Orlando. And Stemberger and you, and I've seen clips over the internet of you guys getting into spirited discussions about what you just brought up in terms of how this is going to affect other couples, not just same-sex married couples. Stemberger continues to say that's false.
Well, he's not telling the truth, and he knows he's not telling the truth. In fact, he's been forced to admit that it would block civil unions. The majority of Floridians, like the majority of Americans, actually support civil unions. He's had to admit that in other states, the passage of these have had implications beyond defining marriage. These are simply the facts. And in the Tampa Bay area, one of the leading backers of Amendment 2, David Caton, was found by reporters preparing to challenge domestic partnership that right now protects police officers, firefighters, city employees in the city of Tampa. That's what we can expect if we allow Amendment 2 to pass. And this poll is good news because it's showing that the education that we're doing and the outreach and the one-on-one conversations that are happening all over the state are having an impact. So the question is, will we have enough of those conversations by the time everyone goes to the polls in November? And I think that we will. And if there are people who want to help, and this really does come down to people power, you know, it's going to come down to everybody talking to their circle of friends and volunteering to work the phone banks. Anyone who wants to get involved can visit VoteNoOn2.com. VoteNoOn2.com, and it shows you all ways you can volunteer and events that are happening in your area. And this is an all-hands-on-deck moment.